With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Northern Idaho man is arrested for making threats against former President Trump. The U.S. Secret Service arrested Warren Crazy Bull Jones in August for calling the Mar-a-Lago Club on July 31st and threatening to travel there to kill the former president. Agents found Jones' Facebook page with threatening posts against the former president. Republicans blame inaccurate polling for a number of surveys that show Kamala Harris leading the former president. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
GOP and Democrat analysts alike are wary of non-response bias. That's the skewing of results when many people either cannot or will not engage with pollsters. GOP trackers say many Trump supporters fall into that category. Another factor is that neither landline nor even mobile phones today guarantee access to poll respondents. Says SSRS data analyst Cameron McPhee, there's no way anymore to get a representative sample of the U.S. population or the voters from a single mode. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former President Trump and Kamala Harris agree to two separate Univision-hosted town halls next month, answering questions from undecided Hispanic voters. Trump will have his town hall October 8th in Miami. Harris will follow on October 10th in Las Vegas. Also at SRNNews.com, the House is expected to vote on a three-month funding extension Wednesday that would prevent a government shutdown. The continuing resolution's expected to pass due to Democrats' support after Republicans opposed any kind of stopgap. Several suspects detained in the death of a person in a suicide capsule.
Police in northern Switzerland on Tuesday announced that several people had been arrested in connection with the use of a new suicide capsule. The Sarco suicide capsule allows a user to inject nitrogen gas into a sealed chamber, thereby falling asleep and dying a few minutes
later.
This
is SRN News. A new pro-Israel group is created.
It's called the Conference of Presidents of Christian Organizations in Support of Israel, and it has the backing of nearly 100 evangelical leaders, including Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council and former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. The goal of the organization is to muster more support for the Jewish state in the wake of last year's devastating attacks by Hamas and ongoing fighting with that Muslim terrorist group as well as Hezbollah. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters will decide ballot measures on abortion and immigration in Arizona, a key battleground state, where Republicans are looking to capitalize on concerns about illegal border crossings. Democrats, meanwhile, believe the abortion amendment will boost turnout for them. In fact, at least nine states will vote on abortion in November by design, and experts are divided on which party might be helped by the increased turnout. Pro-life advocates are focusing on those states, going door to door. This is SRN News. American consumers are feeling less confident this month as concerns about jobs rose significantly.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index fell to 98.7 in September from 105.6 in August. It's the biggest month-to-month decline since August of 2021. The measure of American short-term expectations for income, business, and the job market fell to 81.7 from 86.3 in July. A reading under 80 can signal a potential recession in the near future.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Congress is passing a bill to boost Secret Service protection for presidential candidates. The legislation passed unanimously Tuesday, now heads to Biden's desk. It will give Trump and Harris the same level of protection as Biden. Coke is dropping its new spiced flavor just 6 months after its debut. They did not give a reason for the move, but they say they're introducing a new flavor next year. More details at SRNNews.com.